Check out our contest page for your chance to win a pair of tickets to join fellow Vikings fans on the field at U.S. Bank Stadium. It's the Miller Lite Vikings Draft Party, and it's next Thursday, April 26th. More info and to register, get to KFAN.com, keyword contest.
Sauce.
Hi.
Hey, babe, how are you?
Good morning. Great seeing you at the X last evening.
Great to see you.
AJ Mansour, KFAN.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining 9 to noon for the game. Coming up a few minutes from now around the corner. It's a Wednesday staple in the Love Covenant, about 10:15, 10:20. Sauce, you being at XL Energy Center for the Wild game last evening, your thoughts? What'd you think of the vibe? What'd you think of the whole thing last night?
I thought the vibe was dead. The take I had this morning on the power trip was the biggest applause was when they showed Kirk Cousins.
Right.
And it's people, I've gotten a couple of texts, my buddies are like, there's no way that's true.
No,
100%
true. Yeah.
The biggest ovation was for a football player.
And he was on the screen 6 seconds.
If that. And four it took to figure out who it was.
And you got a picture of it, didn't you?
Oh, it's not.
No.
Oh, shoot.
I thought Guardsy did. But yeah, it was slow. They looked like they'd lost two of their leaders. They looked lost.
Vikings at 30, your thoughts?
I think they're going to go offensive tackle, and the name that I really, really like is Connor Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Connor Williams seems to be there a lot in some of these mock drafts, along with McGlinchey, the offensive tackle from Notre Dame.
That ain't going to happen.
No, but I really think Connor Williams is available, and I've done a lot of deep diving on him. He's only played 21 college games, which is not, I mean, it's two and a half seasons.
Right.
He's I think a redshirt junior. He's been injured a lot.
Yeah.
I think if he wasn't injured, he'd be a top 10 pick.
Yeah.
If he'd played, 40 games or whatever, 4 seasons of 10 games, three, whatever.
Yeah.
36 games, whatever it is. I think Connor Williams is my favorite in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of these guards are going to go between 22 and 28.
Hey.
And I think Connor Williams will be there.
The National Football League draft, the fan has learned, is a week from tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait.
Production meeting on the fly. Don't know what y'all are doing tomorrow from 11 to noon, but yours truly. I got some compability early. Then I got Nacho Lieber in studio, 9:55 to 10:30. That's cool. I'm wide open in the final hour. How about if you guys are around, both of you, none of you or one of you, how about if 9 to noon from 11 to noon tomorrow starts at pick one, and then we start talking the whole thing out through the first round? So it would be like an on-the-fly verbal mock draft where we start with Cleveland, and then we look at situations where, because you bring up McGlinchey, I'm wound up A, over something I've heard, but from a B source.
Yeah.
It's a B source, and it's not local. that Belichick is so in love with the McGlinchey bit that he will trade into a spot to get him.
15?
Right. Wow. It'd be right in the middle-ish. That's why when you're like McGlinchey into the first round, I'm like, no chance.
Yeah.
Belichick will,
14, 15, or 16.
Belichick will get him well in advance of the 20s.
Yeah.
You guys want to do that tomorrow?
I'm available.
You around?
Yeah. I think. Let me check. Yeah.
What else do you have to do? Come on. Golden Valley Private Club's not open yet.
No, it's too snowy.
It's too snowy. Nordo, you want to do that tomorrow, 11 to noon?
I'm in on it. I got nowhere else to be.
Where do you think Riley Reed will go?
Riley Reed,
yeah,
probably somewhere
high between, 60s,
yeah, high 60s, maybe right under 70, somewhere in the neighborhood of like the Lexington Steel area.
Yeah, August Ames, same availability.
AJ, Vikings at 30. Your thoughts?
I'll let Paul handle the names because I pay no attention to college football. As far as need though, that right side of the line, you paid your quarterback $84 million.
So wait a second,
something about it.
I just said mock draft on the fly for the final hour.
And I'll learn.
You
I got 24 hours.
Like,
he's in.
I'll let Paul handle the names because I don't follow college football either. But we can still come up with names and scenarios.
Yeah, I got 24 hours to do just that.
Sweet.
Paul, I did mention Connor Williams, obviously, at the tackle being an important position for this team to fill. Here's what I want, okay? An impact player that comes in and has an impact right away.
Yeah.
Obviously, the offensive line being one of the biggest needs for this team to protect your investment. Mm-hmm. But whatever it is, I want an impact player. I think later on, and I'm sure you have talked a ton about this and will continue to, we're going to see some things happen in this draft that might tip the hand a little little bit to the planning for this team. They signed Kendricks.
Yeah.
We're hearing rumblings of an Anthony Barr deal in progress.
Whoa.
What they're going to do the rest of the way through the draft might be some little tipping of the hand to what their plans are for next year with those particularly four players that they have to figure out with Hunter, Diggs, Kendricks, and Barr. Kendricks already locked up.
Did you just say foreplay?
I don't know. Did I?
He said four players. Do you, what do you think of left guard from Sonoma State, Ron Jeremy?
He's great, I'm sure.
Pretty good? Long arms?
Sure.
Do you know who Ron Jeremy is?
I'm aware of who Ron Jeremy is.
I always love that one. Why are you blushing?
He's a tripod.
Best ever.
Chris Strokes is an impact player.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Lexington Steel is great.
Yeah, let's verbally chat that thing out for an hour tomorrow, beginning at 11 o'clock.
I might have something.
We're fine without you. Okay, we would love that.
Yeah, because he knows every name.
Yeah, we got AJ. We got AJ.
Okay, AJ, you know how the name game works?
Yes.
3-2 base.
All right, I got 10 questions, and they all revolve around the same name. You will use your name as a buzzer.
Steve.
I have 3 clues for each.
Sauce, try hard, please.
Best out of 10.
I will when I get home.
AJ whoops your ass every Friday in the initial.
Yeah,
try to win here.
That's not true.
Last Friday would have been great. Do it against the regular group and get back to me. Brian Dozier's never played in his life, and Mark Parrish doesn't know what continent he's on. And I had literally, it was like being in high school again. I had nothing in my head.
You're the best.
I'm just pretty sour about it. Don't bring it up.
Okay. All revolving the same name. Yeah. This week, the name is Patrick. Patrick or Pat.
Okay, Patrick or Pat.
All the answers will include Patrick or Pat.
Yeah.
And again, name is a buzzer. 3 clues. Best out of 10 wins.
Okay. Good luck.
Kay. Best of luck.
Mm-hmm.
Number 1. 44 years old, named one of Time Magazine's 100 most influential people in 2010. On IMDb.com, he has 94 acting credits to his name.
AJ.
Yes.
Neil Patrick Harris?
That's right.
Who the hell is Neil Patrick Harris?
That was really good.
That's Doogie Howser, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Correct.
Yeah. That's great.
We don't know any of this.
Patrick or Pat?
The biatch constructs it every week for me to lose.
AJ just comes in and gets
it.
That's right.
Yeah, you did.
You beat me.
Yeah.
That's not hard.
You should know Patrick's pretty well.
Got it.
Number 2. 4-time champion. He is 52
Paul.
Years old. Yes.
Patrick Waugh?
Oh, excuse me.
That's right.
I'm sorry.
Nerdo jumping the gun.
Jeez, Nerdo. You just want me to be wrong.
I had already...
you need my mood worse than it already is.
I assumed you had failed, but you were successful. Patrick Waugh, yes.
Your mom said.
Jesus. Patrick or Pat?
Yeah.
Love you, Ma. 11th overall pick in the NFL
Paul.
Draft? Yes.
Patrick Peterson. You sure it's wrong?
Announcer.
Yes.
Announcer.
Yes.
Patrick Willis.
That's right.
Nice job.
1-1-1.
Here we go.
Did you see AJ blush when I said Ron Jeremy?
Yeah.
And the capabilities of that young man?
He's still working.
Holy cow.
The old hedgehog.
Oh, he's so ugly.
One apiece through 3. It's Patrick or Pat's. I don't know why I put 3 clues together because you guys don't need them. This is a Patrick or Pat. Made his major league debut in 1992. Appeared for 6 different Major League Baseball teams, including 4 years and change with the Twins.
Announcer.
AJ.
Yes.
Patrick Mahomes.
That's right.
Dang it.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yes, his son.
Pat Mahomes.
Pat Mahomes, thank you.
Oh.
But it's a Pat or Patrick.
Same thing, yep.
Well,
yeah, Pat Mahomes.
The initials game you wouldn't get.
Yeah, we wouldn't give you that point in the morning.
Why?
Because it's Michael and Mike.
Yeah,
they're
two different people.
Just because his friends call him Pat doesn't mean his Christian name is not Patrick.
Make it a board game.
Yeah, this is the name game we're in on this. 2 for PA, 1-1 for Sauce and AJ. They are Pats. This one. Went to high school in Massachusetts after moving to the United States at age 12. Was going to play his sport in college in North Carolina.
AJ.
But yes.
Patrick Ewing?
That's right.
Wow.
Man, that was good.
Good job, big boy.
That's good.
Apparently he saw a KKK rally during his recruiting visit Smith in Chapel Hill.
Yikes.
And decided to go to Georgetown instead.
Worked out for him.
Yeah, it turned out okay. This Pat is listed at 6'3", 317 pounds.
Paul.
Yes.
Pat Williams?
Yep.
That's right.
What? only 317 for Pat Williams?
That was his listed weight.
Yeah, in his bra.
222.
Thanks.
We can all, count.
It's a hell of a battle.
Thanks, Dectronics.
This Pat or Patrick.
Good one, I'm using that.
Oh, that's my bit.
Married in 1975 until his death in 2009.
Say the whole thing again, Fallness clip.
Yeah. Thanks, Fallness. Married in 1975 until his death in 2009. Many know him as Johnny Castle. I know him as Badass Dalton or as a surfer named Bodie.
Paul.
Oh, Patrick. Yes.
Patrick Swayze.
Yep. Well done.
Sauce in the lead with 3-7. An absolute nail-biter with Patrick's and Pat's. Number 8. Originally from Buffalo, New York. First overall pick, made his debut on October 4th, 2007 in Minnesota.
Announcer.
Yes.
Patrick Sharp.
Who's that?
Hockey player.
29-year-old winger has won three Stanley. Yes.
Patrick Kane.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Who's Patrick Sharp?
Yeah, he's the one that supposedly messed. Yeah, it's whatever.
Yeah, he's.
But
he
had to trade him to Dallas. He supposedly was messing around with
really
Duncan Keith's girl or something.
That I can ask you because
he slept with Duncan Keith's wife. Is the rumor.
Allegedly.
Can I ask you a really rude question?
What?
Weren't you wearing that last night?
Yes.
Yeah. You have not changed your clothes.
I've worn the same jeans seven days consecutively.
I've worn these jeans since the bicentennial.
Yeah, duh. Did you get on the fan cam last night?
You I want to join the preposterous statement tournament. With this phrase.
This ought to be good.
Sauce, you're very observant.
I always love that one.
But you're right. I was. Why waste a perfectly good sweatshirt I wore last night for 3.5 hours?
Oh, yeah.
And why waste it and not wear it again today?
Trying to throw it off your
game.
That's
a good point.
Yeah. Falling right into his trap.
Right.
All right.
Same jeans more than a week.
Same thong.
They can walk themselves.
Yeah. Mine smell like they live under a bridge.
4 for Sauce.
Yep, 2-2.
2 apiece for PA. With and AJ with 2 to go. Yeah. So if somebody runs the table other than Sauce, they can tie it up. Otherwise, 1 from Sauce gets the victory.
AJ's not trying.
Pats or Patrick's. It's tough to nail down, but it is believed he was most active during the 5th century. Was of Roman British descent.
Announcer.
Yes.
Patrick the Great.
Okay. So PA will not be winning. Every year there's a holiday where most don't realize
shoot. St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick.
Sauce wins. Well done.
We got to keep playing.
No, we're done. It's 10:33.
It's the last one. Give us the first clue.
Hit us.
Was All-American as a senior, given the award as the best at his position as a senior in 2016.
Sharp. Paul.
Yes.
Pat Rosengren.
Okay.
Pat
Alflein, center, Minnesota Vikings.
10:55, 11 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, Postabolic.
Verbal mock with minimal prep put into it.
Oh, no, don't worry. Reps. I'll be prepped out.
Let's stream the consciousness tomorrow, talk out these teams.
Deal.
Walk it up to 30, see what we can do.
Be awesome. Nothing I love more than college football.
Thank you, AJ. Bye. Thank you, Saucy. Thank you, Nordo.
Thank you.
Second half of the presentation around the corner. It's 9 to noon.
Listening to PA.
When Muhammad Ali was down, did you count him out? When Jiminy Cricket was down, did you count him out? This is the game, Doug! Woo!
On the Fan.